The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is for those to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. So, a question we all need to ask ourselves: how did you feel listening to the gospel this morning? How, and I have to ask myself too, how did I feel? How did you feel? Did you feel uncomfortable? I think the honest answer is, yes, I did. I did. And isn't it strange? Here was a lovely young person, a good person, and we're told Jesus loved him. He looked at him, and he loved him. Just as he looks at any one of us here this morning, any one of us, and Jesus looks at us and he has the same feeling, "I love you." So why should we feel uncomfortable? What in our life is coming between us and God. And when we talk about eternal life, you've got to get the idea correct in your head. Eternal life is not life hereafter. The kingdom of God is not something to do with the afterlife. Eternal life is now and continues in the next life. It's all part of the one life. So if you're not enjoying eternal life now, well, are you going to enjoy it hereafter? Because it's now. God is always in the now. When he was asked, "Who are you?" he didn't say, "I was or I will be. I am." God is in the present. So, what in your life at this moment, what causes you most anxiety? Now, a lot of people would have gone through a pretty rough week this week, because on Wednesday, the stock market went down over 800 points. And on Thursday, I think it went down another 500 points. So many people were having sleepless nights. Is that what causes your worry and anxiety? In Africa, they have an ingenious way and a very clever way of catching a monkey. What they do is they get a coconut and they scrape out a bit of the coconut on one side and put a hole in the coconut. And then on the other end of the coconut, they have a string tied to a tree. And they put into the coconut some peanuts and some rice. And the monkey comes along and he puts his hand into the coconut and he grabs some of the peanuts. But you can put your hand in like that. But when he grabs the peanuts and holds on to them, the hole is too small to take his fist back out. So he holds on to the peanuts or the rice. And the trappers come along, throw a net over him, and he's caught. So the question is, what are the peanuts in your life? Serious question. What are the peanuts in your life? It's a good question. What are the peanuts in your life? There's a story about an elderly man. He was very ill and he was dying. And he sent for the priest. And the priest came along. And he said to the priest, "Father, if you pray over me and make me better, I'll give you 100,000 for the church." Well, the priest prayed like hell. He never prayed like it before over the poor guy that was dying. Well, his prayers were answered because the guy got better. But there was no money forthcoming. So the priest went along to see him one day and he says, "You remember when you were ill," he says, "and you promised me that if I prayed over you and you got better, you'd give me 100,000 for the church." And the fellow says to him, "Did I, Father?" He said, "Yes, you did." Well, he says, "Father, that just goes to show how sick I must have been." So, see, couldn't let go. So seriously, what is holding you back from, when Jesus talks about eternal life, but the kingdom of God, he's talking about here and now, our peace and our happiness and our joy. And if you're not in that state at the moment, what is it that's holding you back? Is it worrying about money? Money is one of the major things that comes between us and God. For some people, it becomes their God. So for some people don't possess money, they are possessed by it. It rules their life. Hopefully that will never happen. There could be an attachment to a person, to a thing. Could be any number of things. What are you going to do about it? Jesus looked at him. He loved him as he walked away. And we're told the young man walked away sad. Why? Because he had many possessions. And that word is not just money, it's everything that comes between us and eternal life, the kingdom of God. So another definition for eternal life, the kingdom of God, is union with God. So what's coming between us and God? Do any one of your possessions, whatever you have, does that come between you? Do you possess things, or are you possessed by them? That's the question, simple question in the gospel today. And I have to look at my life. I need to look at my life too, because I can't stand here and talk to you as if it just referred to you. No, it doesn't. It also refers to my life. And I have to look at my life and say, what really matters in my life? Do you believe that God really loves you? Or are you kind of placing a bet on both sides that you want to have all these possessions and things or whatever else? What's wrong? Why can you not accept God and trust in His goodness, and care? Really, really trust in Him. We can have many motives for doing things. It's like, and again, I don't know why I'm picking on old men, because I'm one myself probably, but this elderly, wealthy, very wealthy gentleman, he got married to a young lady. And a short time after he got married, he began to worry, which I suppose is natural. I wonder, did she marry me for my money? So he said to her one day, he said, darling, if I lost all my money, would you still love me? And she looked at him and said, honey, of course I would still love you, but I would miss you terribly. So you've always got, it's about looking at our motives. It's about looking in deep into our soul. That is the gospel. That is the gospel this morning. And each and every one of us need to look at that. Not just once, but every single day of our life. Is God first in my life, or am I just playing a game or giving Him lip service? Amen.